And now we talk Oakland A's baseball. The A's are having a tremendous season. We are joined right now by their manager. He is in his eighth season with the A's, an AL Manager of the Year, an NL Manager of the Year, one of six managers in the history of the sport to win Manager of the Year in both leagues. Oakland is in second in the AL West. They're currently holding on to the wild card spot. They're hosting Texas tonight, 10:05 p.m. Eastern. We are joined once again by A's manager, Bob Melvin. Bob, it is so good to have you back. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jim. I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Great to talk to you, Bob, always. Now, let me start right here. You beat the Yankees 8-2 on Wednesday night. You take that series against New York. But, Bob, that was the 20th straight day with a game and no break. So starting right there, how proud are you of the guys and the resilience that they were able to close out that series the way they did?
Yeah, very. I mean, that was a rough stretch. You know, you're talking about the middle of August and to get 20 games in a row. And then, you know, the competition we were playing, we had the Astros a couple times. We had Seattle for four games. We had the Yankees there at the end. So, you know, it was probably, looking at it, the toughest stretch we had this year. Guys came through it well. A lot of guys played every single day through it and didn't want a day off. So pretty rewarding to finish up as strong as we did.
Yeah, let me stay right there for a minute, because you have to play the games that are in front of you. I know you're not going to complain, but that's not just a matter of surviving that 20-game stretch. You played 600 baseball during that stretch. What's it say about the grit and the toughness of your team?
Well, you're exactly right. They probably get a little grittier as the season goes along. I mean, you know, we weren't in this position, certainly at the All-Star break, and then went on a run that the confidence just kept building and continues to. So this time of year where guys usually look like they're a little bit tired at times, and it's anything but with our group. You know, we do get a few off days here in the next 10 days or so, which should help us out some, but they've showed no sign of slowing down at all.
We are talking to A's manager Bob Melvin. You know, Bob, when you and I spoke in spring training, I got the sense that you knew that you had a group that could surprise some people and that started to turn at the end of last season. But what maybe have you learned about this team over the course of this season that maybe you didn't know back in spring training?
Well, they thought they were better than everybody else thought we were. And, you know, the one thing I really thought is we had a chance to get better as the season went along, and that's been the case. You know, some of the younger guys maturing even further and, you know, coming into their own is already, you know, a year into the big leagues as star players. Couple that with the front office, you know, reinforcing the bullpen and bringing important players into us, which always gives, you know, the rest of the group a great feeling that everybody's trying. And, you know, we're where we are right now. And with the upgrades in the bullpen, you know, if we have a lead later on in the game, we can be a pretty tough team to beat.
You know, it's amazing. When you look at the way, there have been so many injuries, and you don't need me to tell you that, but you've had your share of challenges within. For example, you used 9 pitchers on Saturday, 8 more on Tuesday, and you had relief pitcher Liam Hendricks start certain games. So how are you approaching this as a manager and using all those arms and mixing and matching?
Well, you know, when you get to September, you know you can have as many guys as you want, up to 40. So, you know, we knew with the injuries to the starting pitchers that we were trying to shorten the games. Now, we've had a pretty good run with some of our starters who have done a nice job for us, but now we're trying to, you know, augment that with the opener, with Hendricks has done that a couple times, and just trying to do the best we can with every particular game. So, you know, it's kind of new to us. The first time it didn't work out so great. The second time, I think everybody was a little bit more acclimated to it, and we, you know, we did some things a little bit differently. But we're just trying to run the best lineup out there and best pitching complement every game. And like I said, if we get deeper into the game and we have a lead, you know, we definitely have the reinforcements at the back end of the bullpen, which is the strength of our team.
You know, listen, I mean, philosophically, a lot of this is because of the result of injuries and not necessarily by choice, but it's also the way a lot of managers are approaching pressure games and postseason games. So how much has the use of bullpen evolved over the years, and especially in recent years?
It's come full circle. I mean, it's amazing how you know, typically, what, 4 or 5 years ago, is recent as that, you know, you're looking for your starters to get seven, some of the, you know, the top guys, 7-8 innings to give your bullpen a little bit of a rest, that typically you only have a couple guys at the back end that finish games for you. And now it seems like if you have a starter out there in the 6th inning, he's done more than his job. So, you know, we look at it as if we can get 5 out of our starter, he can go out there for the 6th. Boy, we're in pretty good shape the way things have turned out for us.
We're talking to Bob Melvin. You know, we talked about the pitching, but you look at a guy like Chris Davis, and he's currently leading the majors, Bob, in home runs. He's 2nd in the American League in RBI, yet he does not get a lot of national attention. Why do you think that is?
You know, he's just one of those guys that doesn't want a whole lot of attention. And, you know, maybe the fact that we're on the West Coast and our games are a little bit later, but he's fine with it. I mean, he's really the last guy that wants a spotlight on him. He just wants to be there for his team and play every day and contribute for his guys. So, you know, there's certain guys that are out there looking for the spotlight. He is not one of those guys. But the production and his numbers would suggest he should be one of those guys. And you know, as far as him within our group, we know how important he is to us.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, he may not want this attention, but I got to give it to him for a minute. I mean, when you put up the power numbers that he's putting up in an A's uniform, you're going to get mentioned with some pretty big names in baseball history. Now he's in the record books with Mark McGwire and Jimmy Fox, and he's getting mentioned as an MVP candidate. And you just touched on it. The guys who need to know. What does he mean to your team?
He's that guy in the middle of the lineup that's there every day that hits 40 home runs, knocks in 100 runs. And when you have one of those guys, it just makes everybody better. I mean, you look at the history of this organization. We have a history of power hitters in this organization. And he and Jimmy Fox are the only guys that have hit 40 home runs 3 years in a row. He's as consistent as you could be as far as the power goes. Our ballpark is not conducive to home runs, especially at night, and he continues to perform in the fashion that he has, and like I said, with consistency that's unmatched.
A's manager Bob Melvin joining us for a few more moments. So you and I have hit on starting pitching. We've hit on the bullpen, the bats, but also you've made a big improvement defensively up the middle, shortstop, second base. I mean, not necessarily an area, Bob, that fans really think about, but how big of a difference does that make?
It's night and day for us because that hasn't been the case in previous years here. And really, when Matt Olson and Matt Chapman came up last year and did their thing on the corners, we started to turn. And, you know, we get consistent performances from Marcus Semien and Jed Lowrie in the middle of the diamond. And then you get, you know, off the charts defensive metrics from our corner guys, which just, you know, have turned us into it was a bad defensive team for the last 3 years to one of the better defensive teams, especially in the infield. And can't say enough about the hard work that guys like Jed and Marcus put in, and then bringing in, like I said, the talent on the corners. The guys on the corners are gold glove guys waiting to happen. So our defense has completely taken a 180 this year compared to the last couple years.
Let me just take one step back before we go. I mean, the fact of the matter is this has not been easy. It's been a challenging year. There have been so many injuries. There were so many points, it seems to me, during the season where it might have been easy to fold and say, hey, we're ahead of schedule. 2019 was supposed to be our year. Maybe it's just not meant to be right now. But you never gave into that. You never allowed that. How do you explain that this team is just grinding the way it has and that you are where you are late in the year despite all those injuries?
Yeah, just a lot of belief in themselves and, you know, a good mix of guys. You know, everybody thinks we're young, but, you know, with the additions in the bullpen and, you know, guys like KD and Jed and Steven Piscotty's been absolutely terrific for us in the outfield. And then you bring in the younger guys that came up in our system, the Chad Pinders and the Matt Olsons and the Matt Chapmans and these guys. And you know, so it's a great mix of veteran guys and younger guys that really want to be Oakland A's that came up in our system. So, you know, it's a group that just keeps fighting, and no matter how many injuries we have, we don't use that as an excuse. And the bottom line is they expect to go out there and win when we take the field every night.
It's such an easy group to pull for when you consider the way they handle their business and what they've been through. Second in the AL West, currently holding on to that wild card spot, and you've got Texas at Oakland this evening. Their manager, Bob Melvin, my guest. Bob, I appreciate you so much. Great to have you back on the show. I always look forward to the conversation, and really good to get caught up.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure. Anytime.
You too, Bob. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. Love the A's. 8 years in, he's an American League Manager of the Year. He's a National League Manager of the Year. One of only six managers to pull that off. And they're in second in the West. They're holding on to that wild card spot. And they play the right way. I love these guys. Big shout out to my man, Fernando Alcala. If I'm not mistaken, he's a gaucho. Hey, Fernando, good looking out. Thank you very much for making that happen.